RTFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now God, we are inviting your presence on the line. God, we cannot do nothing without you, but with you we can do all things. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. Lord, we thank you for watching over us all week long. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Spirit of the living God, just have thine own way. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, this is a very familiar scripture. Psalm 23:3, the division of Psalm 23:3, and it reads, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is simple. He restores my soul. After King David fell into an adulterous affair, his soul felt broken and wounded. When you fall into sin, and when you know better, but you do it anyway, it's easy to live wounded and think you're too far from God, that you've made too many mistakes. Remember, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. You can also be wounded from what someone else did to you as well. So what does Psalm 23:3 mean? He restores my soul. The word means to turn back, to return, to bring back, to restore, to refresh, and to repair. So what David is expressing here is that God enables us to turn away from sin, and in this, he will bring us back from the depth of sin to life in him, repairing us, refreshing us, and restoring us to who he created us to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. So what does he leads me in the paths of righteousness mean? I'm glad you asked. Psalm 23:2 helps the reader picture a shepherd leading the flock down a well-worn sheep trail toward the pasture where they will stop on their journey. This is the right path, a trusted path, a good path. This is known by the shepherd. This is a path that is known by the shepherd and perhaps even by the sheep. God will lead you through the paths of righteousness. What did the word of God say? He will make every crooked place straight. This is a path that is well known to God. Come on here, somebody. That this is a path that we can trust him in times when we are unsure. This is a good path. God will never lead us wrong. He will never guide us wrong. For his name's sake. For his name's sake simply means when God acts for his name's sake, he is acting in accordance with his character and to uphold the honor of his revelation. Come on here, somebody better get this. for his name's sake, God is acting in accordance with his character and to uphold the honor of his revelation. God has given us the answers about restoring our souls in the Bible, which is the Word of God. And you can look up 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And it has the answers and the wisdom to deal with everything we will ever face. It can make us wise unto salvation, 2 Timothy 3 and 15. Also, it serves to encourage us when we are faint-hearted, 2 Corinthians 1 and 3, and be our guidebook to a life of peace and satisfaction, Psalm 119, 97 through 105. So while there are all kinds of books written by men and women offering worldly wisdom, only God's word is truly capable of restoring the soul and offering hope in times of distress. My God. And of course, restoring the soul is only possible for those whose souls have been redeemed through faith in Christ. Jesus promised rest to all those that will come to him. Matthew 11 chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. So, it is very important that we are sure of our salvation and our relationship with God. Only those who are truly born again in Christ can experience the peace and joy that God has promised in his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thankfully, God has provided for us when we face discouragement, trials, and temptation. He has provided three primary sources of encouragement and strength. First, he has given us his word to guide us, encourage us, and nurture us spiritually. Spiritually nourishment. We need to spend time reading the word, hearing the word being preached, Romans 10 and 17, and most of all, obeying the word, Psalms 119 and 2, Proverbs 3, 1 and 2, James 1, and 25. Second, God has also given us the privilege and power of prayer. We all can pray. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Mark chapter 11, 24 and 25. John chapter 15, verse 7. Hebrews 4th chapter, 16th verse. 1 John 5th chapter, 14th verse. We need to take our problems, our discouragement, and our tiredness to God in prayer, knowing that he loves us and cares for us. 1 Peter 5th chapter, 6 and 7 verses. And the third reason is, he has given us other believers, Christians, to encourage us and support us. Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 9th through the 19th verses. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 29th verse. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and the 13th verse. Listen to me well. It is important to be a part of a healthy, well-balanced church and to regularly worship and fellowship with other believers. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 23rd through the 25th verses. Christians who have gone through similar struggles can be a great source of encouragement and help as we go through dark times. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 3rd and the 4th verses. So discouragement in times of trouble and tribulation is not unusual. We are going to go through it. But throughout the Bible, we see examples of godly men and women who have faced similar situations. And these examples can serve as encouragement to us today. Because the same God who was faithful to them then will be faithful to us today. It's helpful to begin by reading the book of Psalms, because King David wrote many of these during the dark times in his life, and they can serve to encourage us when we are depressed, tired, and discouraged. Because David had experienced the joy of a soul restored by God. He could pen the beautiful words of the 23rd Psalm, "He restores my soul." But God can restore your soul. Yes, he can. He brings healing from the hurts. The pains of the past wasn't fair. The loss, the heartache, all of that was done unjustly. He brings healing from self-inflicted wounds, mistakes you've made, regrets you're living in. He brings healing from anxiety and depression. And if you feel broken and wounded, God is working even now to restore your soul. You have to be honest with yourself and release the guilt, the worry, the anger, and jealousy, and then the healing will come. Forces that have held you back will be broken off. Your emotions, your attitudes, your thoughts. People of God, joy will come. Peace will come. And God will do a new thing in your life. He will not only restore your soul, but he will bring you into new levels of fulfillment, abundance, and victory. Hallelujah. He restores your soul. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that when our soul feels broken and wounded, you are the good shepherd who restores us. Father God, we thank you that if we fall into sin or if someone else has wounded us, you come and you rescue us. Father God, we believe that you are working even now to fully restore our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Remember, he restores your soul. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Also,